The Warriors facing the Boston Celtics in a Tuesday night matchup at Oracle Arena, and it was an uphill climb all night for the Warriors. Stephen Curry delivering a team-high 23 points with 4 three-pointers, as Kevin Durant added 18 points on the evening, and DeMarcus Cousins finishing with 10 points and 9 rebounds. Yet, this one was all Boston, as the Warriors fall to the Celtics, 128-95, the final.
Well, right from the beginning, just the level of competition wasn't where it needed to be. You know, it was 11-0 in about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and looked to me like we were jogging up the floor. You can't play basketball jogging. You got to sprint. Your cuts have to be hard. You got to be going all out, and we did not go all out, and it was embarrassing.
Steve, what do you think it's going to take for the team to get to where you want them to be defensively?
Well, more work, and I've got to do a better job as a coach of putting people in the right places and making sure we're in a position to succeed. But it starts with effort. It starts with engagement, and there's got to be a level of intensity to do anything. Doesn't matter what you're doing, what the scheme is. You got to be able to get out there and compete. And that's where it starts.
Steve, the 9 home losses over here, the 9 home losses, a lot of them blowout losses, some of them to teams in the Eastern Conference at the top. How do you explain the way that you guys have played at home versus when you've played big games on the road?
I can't explain it. I wish I could. If I could explain it, I would explain it to our team, and then maybe we would do better. But it's happened happened over and over again in pretty dramatic fashion. So I have no answer to that.
How much of the defensive issues is a result of not only Cousins being out there, but trying to adjust to everything that's come with that changing scheme?
Well, things are a little different on the floor than they've been in the past. But I don't attribute all of that to Marcus's presence. I said it, earlier, that from the very beginning, we were not flying around. We were not given the sort of effort that it takes to win an NBA game. The other stuff I've got to do a better job with, making sure we're in the right defensive schemes and get the right combinations on the floor. So it's a group effort, and I'm the coach, so I got to make sure that I'm doing my job. But starts with a passion and an anger and an intensity, it wasn't there tonight.
Steve, there wasn't one factor or one player to explain tonight's result, but how much did you notice Clay's absence, especially on the defensive end? How much did that impact the game?
Clay would have had to play a hell of a game to overcome all that.
They had, I think, 23 assists in the first half, getting a lot of backdoor stuff and just all over the place, getting open looks with their movement. Some of that obviously was on defense. But, I mean, is that what they've been doing, or is this something that they find a gear that they hadn't shown in recent games?
Well, they played a hell of a game. I mean, 38 assists and 11 turnovers, that's about as good as it gets. We've known how talented this team is. And they've got a lot to play for. The season hasn't gone as well as they had hoped, but there's plenty of season left, plenty of time to turn it around. And obviously that was a good step for them. And they looked great out there tonight.
Steve, what was your read on DeMarcus's technical and everything that led to that, as well as just his frustration?
No idea. I didn't see exactly what happened, so I'll watch the tape.
And next up for the Warriors is a game Friday night here at Oracle Arena as they host the Denver Nuggets. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.